shove me up to the wall.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of interload, let it push up to the middle, and then try to hold it in middle, and then.
In order to run the bottom, you got to brake harder so it holds the bottom. Try to get high. Go low.
Trying to get high, all I gotta do is talk to Clayton.
I was gonna make a joke, but I didn't. Glad that someone made it for me.
Better watch it, Matt. You'll be catching them hands.
Matt, were you in that all race?
Right. Nope, I showed up too late.
It was so damn funny. I forgot even what I said, but then he said it. I was like, what? A little bump raft. Ah, sorry! We're gonna save it. Keep it off the wall! Oh. I probably drug their paint off of it. I just scrubbed it, that's all.
Is this Chad guy, is he in Discord?
Yeah.
Yeah. What part of Tennessee are you from, Chad?
Murfreesboro.
Okay, I'm up in Johnson City, up in East Tennessee.
Oh, cool.
We have to teach these California guys what the hell going on.
Yeah. Hey, I'm not Cali. Meow. Fuck that commie.
I was going to say, I'm quite far away from Cali.
California's gay.
I can't tell if it's picking up the right front. Matt, try to hook left and go like hard left and then hook right as hard as you can to see if it picks up the right front.
Nope.
I think it does. I don't know. If I spin out, it will.
How much time we got left? 18 minutes.
Taking my time. Never.
Oh, dang, I gotta get up for the bottom. Last place.
Damn, hit it. How long, Dave? What, you keeping my seat warm for me?
I see Ted's back.
Yep.
I'm back.
Hey, Greg, watch this.
Yeah, that load, entering load doesn't work after you get some laps on the tires and it just pushes up too hard.
See, but remember, you burn off the right front, like the first few laps, it's going to be way, way tight. You burn the right rear off once and it's going to be no saving it at all everywhere the rest of the race. Or the rest
I'm just gonna have to cruise it kind of easy.
Hey, what's Gregory doing ahead of me?
I'm just waiting for you to get back, you know, to your regular position. I told Dave he was keeping my seat warm.
You better slow that thing down. You don't pass me.
No, I need to get some better time than this.
Man. Watching you. I was watching the race. I forget where you was at the other night. And hell, Greg, I thought Greg was going to win it.
Oh, I won the heat race the other night.
Yeah, you won that one. Then I thought you was going to come back and win the.
I was in it. I was in that one. I don't know. And maybe that dead rabbit's what I had that night.
I'll be right back, guys.
Greg's good at the short track stuff. Ooh.
It's amazing I can save a truck now.
Take the rest of my life.
Yeah, I quit trying to go low. I jumped four spots, sir.
I'm entering middle, exiting middle. Right in between dotted lines everywhere.
You like being in the middle. Of two dicks.
Whee! Gonna get a little bit sideways.
Alright. 360 in this bitch. Oh, there's a wall.
Is track just getting faster, or did you guys just run perfect laps?
I don't know. I ran a good lap, so. I'll be right back.
It feels like the old two plates. You gotta get that perfect lap, or it's. Bunch of crap. Mountain rain in the boondocks.
How many sets of tires we gonna have?
Four sets of tires, and I think it's four or five faster tires. 60% fuel.
Truck races, we're normally always good on fuel.
I gotta drop it then.
What's it at, 60?
Yeah.
Yeah, go to like 40.
Yeah, it will next week.
Go to 10.
I'd be down with
10%.
That.
10%, yeah. Run a lap, you come. We run a lap, we come in for fuel. Run a lap, come in for fuel.
That might be something different. That might be kind of cool.
We'll all meet in the middle at 50.
Oh, that's not the middle. You got to add 10 40, in there.
40.
Hey, Matt, suck on these. Haha, I got him by a millisecond. He's gonna be pissed when he comes back.
Oh, shit.
Qualifying, if you can make it stick, wrap the apron. That's gonna be one lap, it's gonna happen, but. Oh, nah, I'm gonna run middle. He's gonna be pissed when he comes back, watch.
Shit.
Clayton in the all black, blacked out, red number truck, Toyota. I ran that paint scheme for a while.
I'm only running it because I got a new one on the way.
Oh, so this is just like a tune-up race? You didn't have a paint scheme? You didn't have a sponsor this race, so you just all black?
Yep.
Hi, Greg.
Greg, outside, go low, now. Low. Oh, you missed. You're clear, all around. Don't lift, wide open in one. Trust me, it works. So you go to the grass, that'll help too. There you go, don't lift. There you go. Pass him, Greg.
I lifted. I shouldn't have. We gained that on
the bumper dumper.
Got that.
Right. Wash up him a little bit, get him a little bit sideways.
Oh man, it wants to shove up to the wall.
Yeah.
You got an island too early, Doug.
Yeah.
You got back in it way before halfway, and you were wide open.
I know, I was really pushing it there.
Wanna follow me?
That is. Hold up, stop for a minute, Cabe. Stop. Wait.
What?
Hang on, you can go now. Come on, I just wanted to get the cone before you did.
Oh.
I'm going to bed to get some staggered damn wheels.
I'm gonna hit that cone, trust me. I still hit it after you hit it.
Hey, don't Bully.
Don't you know trucking Coors beer past the Mississippi is bootlegging, boy?
I hit you. It wasn't intentional.
I know, it's my fault.
Big and little Enos Burdett make that bet with every. What, Gear Jammer, I think was his term.
Gear Jammer?
Yeah. Smokey and the Bandit, come on.
Doug, he probably never watched it.
That's my dad's favorite movie, and I've asked him since he told me that to find it or whatever, and we could never find it.
It's not on YouTube? It's got to be on YouTube.
It's on YouTube, but it's like $5. You can't rent it or nothing either. So we were trying to... couldn't find it. Look at that, a little bit sideways, come on.
A little bit.
See, I'm not really turning the wheel. When I go to the bottom, past halfway, I just let it drive up to the wall. I'm not really turning the wheel, and I'm keeping it wide open just to let it drive and do whatever it wants. They don't, real life, I guarantee that you could drift in a truck. Even cup car, like, they just don't have enough power. They just slow down for some reason. I don't understand why.
Man, see how far I can push four. Not very much. It wants to get loose every time.
Just run half throttle.
If you try to get in a little bit early, four ain't having
it. Half, wide open. And I'm straight on the wheel. Braking about half, lifting half throttle, half, wide open now. And it's still, it kind of kicks out just a little bit. Braking, get it rotated, wait, half, wide open. See how you're going low though, and then you're losing a ton of time.
Yeah.
If you're going to
messing around, yeah. It's, I'm trying to see what it'll do.
God damn, we're all so close.
Depends on wind.
And if you run that high line, it's so goddamn bumpy up there.
The only place I'm having to watch is coming out of four, getting on the throttle too soon.
It's a little bumpy on top.
Yeah, if I keep the high line here.
I like late in the race, like when all of our tires get worn, I think the top actually might work. Not in 1 and 2, but 3 and 4 it will. I remember that happened like one of the first races.
But it's here, man. This is like off-roading up here.
Gonna need Bristol dirt tires on it. Sorry, I got loose. What did you say? Seven, two laps. Hey, Matt.
Hey.
You suck.
Swallow.
You gaggle.
A gaggle? What the fuck is a gaggle?
You gaggle.
Gaggler.
Whatever the fuck that means.
Doug, you about to come back out?
Yeah, here in a second.
Holy crap.
Let me know when you're
over the 2 week break, Daniel Suarez is trying to put like a V8 in the back of a Volkswagen van.
Yeah, he likes his Volkswagens. So Chastain,
him and his dad worked on those in Mexico.
Can you come over?
Chastain to track house.
Yeah, to the number one. So that leaves.
Yep. So that pretty much confirms Kurt is going to 2311.
If they get another charter, they still don't have a second charter yet.
Yeah.
Better not. Hopefully he'd go to college.
No, he's gonna go to 2311 to be with Kyle and Toyota and stuff, because he's gonna be with Kyle, and then he'll have Truex, which he practiced the next gen car with, pretty much those like two or three times.
Oh.
Yeah, but that's not because they chose to. It's because that's who NASCAR chose.
Yeah, I know, but they still were together. They're still cool with each other.
He's gonna go be teammates with fucking Bubba.
Well, he's gonna be teammates with Joe Gibbs.
It's basically it just, Joe Gibbs.
That's
man.
What to, yeah, that's all 2311 is. He ain't going it. He ain't doing it for freaking. Yeah, he ain't gonna do it for Bob Wallace or nothing. He's doing it to go and work with
Kyle them. And all them.
Yeah.
That sucks. I was hoping to get a response from Bully.
Probably just wasn't paying attention.
I wasn't ready for that.
Hit.
Don't worry, Matt. We know you just weren't in your right mind. What was he, Bully? Yeah. What was he, Bully? Number 8 on the top 10 all greatest?
Yep.
9.
That whole list.
He
was
9.
Horseshit.
Whatever. You just hate
He was 9.
And he's not even done yet.
He's number 9 on it. Look.
He is not number 1. I'm sorry.
Say 5 titles in a row. Say he's number 1. I'm sorry.
Nope.
That's really what topped him. I'm telling you.
Nope.
And he had to go against
harder competition. Look at the strength of the competition from then to now. And look at the
Jimmy
cars.
Jimmy was a really strong car.
Yeah, I do think Jimmy had the most competition, Matt.
I don't
he
think
lived
he's number
at, Jimmy drove in a time where you had the most multi-championship drivers. You know, guys with more than one title. You had Gordon, you had Stewart. There's a lot of guys that have more than one title Jimmy drove with.
So, but it wasn't right. Jimmy doing it. It was Chad Knaus.
Okay. I'm sorry. Chad didn't use a remote and get the car around the track by himself.
Oh, shit. Sorry, Dave.
Bump and run. Bump and run.
Like,
run, Doug. Run.
Made sure we were in the.
That's called a dump and run.
I thought I saved it.
First 26.
Don't get Bully started on anything that you think is.
Off of me
whatever you
me.
Think.
I know. I was trying to stay underneath you. I'm sorry about
that. You can't take away what Jimmy's part and all that.
That was good and all, but I just don't think Jimmy's number one.
Then who do you think's number one?
Jimmy number one.
Richard, I honestly think it would be between Dale or Petty, because
that's
of
what
the
I
shit
think.
That they had to drive with.
I think
I don't like Petty. Because
I agree with
they won't. They
I
won't pick senior
no,
because they didn't
with,
like the bump
Petty,
and dump and run crap.
I agree
like
with Johnson up there because Johnson didn't dump everybody to win races all the time.
He didn't dump
so that's
people.
Why
he
I,
just dumped every once in a while.
Now, fucking Earnhardt dumped every fucking body. If he couldn't outrace you, he just fucking dumped you. Now, I think Earnhardt was fucking awesome.
Now you
he
know
was,
how Cabe
he
is.
Phenomenal.
Cabe can't beat me, so he just dumps me when he gets
oh
to
Oh, my
me.
God. I think that's
and
probably
I think,
why I like Senior so much.
And truthfully, out of the two, or out of all three, I really do feel that Jimmy was racing and more even competition throughout his whole career. I think the competition, you know, you had more people that were running as well or, you know,
I don't even think Richard is, well, he is top three, but I'm just saying, like, I don't think I count him up there because I just was nowhere around. Like, I would just,
well
I didn't
Petty
get to see
like
Senior, but I got a lot of videos. I've seen
like
all
like one of the first backed, you know, like he had a corporate backing. And you got to remember, too, like he would win races and be like 4 laps ahead of the fucking second place guy, you know?
You see, and then you go back and you look at it, though, and look at what they're driving, though. In general, like the car.
And they also drove fucking
Johnson,
more races. That
Johnson,
gave them more opportunity.
Yeah, and Johnson's car drives itself almost, whereas Petty and them and Earnhardt were having to fight their shit. They didn't have the cooling shit that, you know, the lovely bullshit that we have nowadays. They didn't have none of that shit. Fuck, Petty got out of, or not Petty, I'm sorry, Earnhardt got out of his car and cleaned his fucking windshield during a race.
That
well, I'm
cool.
not saying that Earnhardt didn't do great things, and you can make an argument to have Earnhardt ahead of Petty. I agree, but I just don't think you can make an argument to have him ahead of Jimmy. Jimmy did it on multiple.
You put him
platforms.
In the exact same car, I guarantee.
With better
probably Dale would win it. If they all raced against each other lap time, I think Jimmy would win it. You put them all three against each other. Just say bump and run, whatever. You spin them, you're going to bat, whatever. Have them all three race. I think Dell would win it.
I don't know.
Do lap time. I think Jimmy's got it. You do race. 1v1v1. I think.
You put them all together in their prime racing in today's equipment. I think Tony Stewart beats them all.
True.
Honestly, I do. I think Tony Stewart beats them all. Tony Stewart was so incredibly talented.
Well, you got to figure, too, Tony Stewart won 2 races in his rookie season. So that was pretty impressive, I thought.
Yeah, well, yeah, it was. I think Tony, talent-wise, I think Tony's one of the best NASCAR driver NASCAR driver.
Mike, check, Mike, check.
Unfortunately, here. Here.
Y'all can hear me?
Mike's
not
here. I think
Gordon's good, but he had the benefit of being in, you know, in Hendrick's stuff, which is phenomenal.
Who?
Mike's not Gordon. Here.
Gordon?
I think he's good, but he had the benefit of being in really
well, what do you think,
John?
What do you think Jimmy ran?
Oh, I agree with that, too. That's a huge benefit.
Yeah.
I'm
not like Jimmy
that.
Was. Jimmy wasn't running like Front Row Motorsports equipment, you know? So... I don't know, man. I guess you could argue, truthfully, you could argue a case for either one of those three.
Yeah, and it's hard. I think it's hard, too, to even judge on what, you know, who's better because it's the car itself has changed so fucking much throughout the years. It's uncomparable.
Yeah, and it's not like they all ran in the same era. So
it was like
all,
70s and 80s.
Had...
One had late 80s, 90s. And then one had 2000.
Go drive the cup car that isn't here around the track, and then go drive around the 87 around the NASCAR track.
They're hands down the top three. I mean, you can't deny that.
Good luck.
You too, Clayton. You too. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck.
I'm not telling you good luck, Kate.
Go fast. Go fast. Oh, well. Fine. Screw you then.
Yeah, all you're going to do is catch his hands.
Screw you, Tootin'. Or what? What did he say? What did
he... That was the best thing Clayton's ever said. That was so great.
No, what did Charlie say that one or whatever?
Oh, what about the family tree?
No, with me. What did he say at the end?
Oh, he said an honorable mention, Cabe. I never liked you, or something like that.
That was fuck you.
No, that was like a different time, but he threw in that, and like I remember it was like, oh, and while I'm on it, honorable mention, Cabe, I never liked you anyway, or something like that.
How does Bully gain a tenth and a half in practice, or in from practice to qualifying?
I don't know. I always go the
That's
other way.
Cheating.
I lose like a half a second in fucking qualifying.
Trying to find a. TikTok last
week. Oh, that was a first.
Fucked up the exit on my last lap.
I just fucked up big time.
Hey, what's your steering ratio?
Whatever you're comfortable with.
I'm running 14, I think.
On stock.
I'm on 12.
That's what I'm on. Short tracks, 12, 14, Indiana Rouse.
Yeah, see, I
always said that.
I think what did I run in practice? Let me see here. I think I ran a 2 in practice, and I ran a 4 in qualifying. So, I'll be right back, guys.
I ran a...
1 flat.
3 in practice
on top
7.
Damn. Attaboy, man.
I ran a 2 that first lap, and I tried to run the middle, and it did not work. Look at Dave. Top 5 gonna be a race.
Look at Greg.
Greg! He's digging!
Hey,
he's gonna trouble. Beat me tonight.
Digging like Greg tonight!
Greg. Why is Dale here? I'm
just kidding. Because I can't.
I did my flat qualifying and still only 5th.
Damn, I'm surprised I made it.
Chris P7? Doug outrunning Chris?
He and Chad same time.
Man, didn't that happen to us in like a super late race for some reason? Like, but it happened both laps. We both ran like the same lap the first time, and then we went faster the second lap, and still both ran the same time.
I don't remember that.
Well, that's why I'm asking Matt because it was super late.
Oh, I didn't know you were talking to me. What now? Yeah. Say it again.
In qualifying one race, didn't we run like the same time the first lap, and then went both faster the second lap, and ran the exact same time again?
I think we've done that.
What's the stages?
20-20-40.
Damn it!
20-20-40. 20-40. 20-40. 20-40. Darren Thrasher. Who's that?
Anthony. How you doing?
Hey.
Good
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
I'm live. How y'all doing?
Yeah.
Thanks for inviting me in.
Absolutely.
Thank Anthony for that one.
Yep, thank Anthony. But thank you, too. I just texted him. I ain't heard from him yet. He said he was going to be racing tonight. Said he hoped to see me there, but I'm waiting to see him here.
Man, he's only got 50 seconds. I am live, so we're good. All right. All right, two viewers, whoever that is. I need to remind me after to do a Facebook, because I'm going to start streaming on Facebook instead of YouTube.
It's really good, actually, Cabe.
Oh, you don't even have Facebook, Cabe.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm going to make one.
Greg, I'm sorry, dog.
Ah, P6, I'm digging, baby.
You ain't digging shit, but never mind.
Man, be careful. You're going to catch your tans.
24-7-7-5.
Yeah, that you think that's good? Look at the top five.
I'll take a top 10.
Look at Clayton digging.
We're all going to get gapped.
Look at Clayton digging.
Matt is fucking digging like crazy. Holy shit.
I'm impressed with Clayton. There you go, Clayton. That's how you dig right there.
Yeah, right. Look at the difference.
I'm not very happy, Doug.
No?
Well, it's like top five are really close, and then six through eighth are really close. Ninth through 11th are close.
We'll see what happens in this race.
Hey, Darren.
Hey, Tony.
Darren, what number do you want to run?
I'm usually 95.
95.
Lightning McQueen.
All
right. Yeah. No. That was my number of speed room.
If you can do it right now, Doug, I type it in chat so we can go back and remember.
I'm putting it in right now into the league. It won't be on tonight, but from now on it'll be. Anyone that didn't get assigned a number, I just gave them started at 100 and gave everyone those numbers just so it didn't pull someone else's number.
Anybody new, I apologize.
Okay. Other than said that.
And I'm already asked who hit me, okay?
Who got me? It's probably going to be me, Greg. So just...
Hey, who fucking hit me?
Ooh, look at that.
Hey, listen to this one. Ready? Hold on. Listen, ready?
Darren, you're going to grin?
Rather. Yep. Get ready, dude. Just got that.
There is a child who has just shit himself. Or you walk in onto the elevator where that child has
pushed
all of the buttons that you have to go up and ride
each and every floor. The thing is that the kid who pushed all the buttons, I'm going to beat the shit out of him. So then I have to
stop him. I want to beat it all out of him, so.
Well, great.
My bad. Hey, I got the, my truck don't automatically start no more. I got to start it.
Okay, uncheck your shit if you don't want it.
I mean, we got five.
It's 2 degrees. I ain't got to worry.
I can eat for as long as I want now.
Hey, it's starting outside Matt, so...
In. Yeah, okay, that makes sense. Yeah, how am I going to turn him on the outside? Hook him like this?
You
always think I'm gonna wreck someone, uh-huh.
Yep, he'll hook my right.
Didn't wreck you at Atlanta, did I? No.
Not me, I'm just saying when you're
at Hey, Cabe, didn't you used to run Chevy before you ran the Ford?
Yeah.
Yeah, he went
gay. I ran the Chevy in the Xfinity.
Yeah?
Yep.
Chevy and Toyota, baby, come on.
Just keep in mind, I do not brake for Fords.
I don't break for
guess
Fords
I'm
either.
I'm in the Toyota.
I don't break for Fords. I'm in a Chevy, so. Bully about that last race at fucking.
Babe, that's my job. Leave Pablo alone.
It's my fault.
There it is.
All right, High Roller, do your thing.
Leave Pablo alone. That's my cone. I couldn't do it because I was on the outside. It sucks.
See me scrubbing my tires?
Ted's coming.
I don't know if it helps, but it makes me look cool.
That's what me and Matt always say.
Side panel. Ted.
I'm like, when is it gonna go green?
thought it was going to make us wait till the fucking start finish line.
I thought it was too, but that was one of the latest times. Latest times I've ever seen. Easy, boys, on exit. Just easy.
Well, yeah. Take your time, buddy. Take your time.
Oh, I am. But JK was getting a little loose, too, there.
I was good.
Okay.
I was just taking a little bit easy on that first.
You want to try a bump draft?
We'll race the last 40 laps. The last 20. They think they're fast.
Hell yeah. They'll get itchy. They'll get itchy.
We take a bully to Gapplebee's.
Right.
Everybody's staying really close, too.
You're good.
The field's really close together.
I mean, I can tell you that Bully's not pushing it that hard, so...
Like us three up here are just dicking around.
He's just keeping distance.
Whee! Whoa!
I feel like I need to run a higher group because I'm starting to lose.
Oh my god, did y'all see that?
Did it make you look cool?
Did you see that?
Did it make you look cool though? I didn't see that. I gotta go back and look at it.
I mean, if it wasn't in front of me, I didn't.
There was a fight in the grandstands.
Oh, okay.
Shit.
Where at? Let me see.
I hope Bob won.
It's right in front of the start finish line, right behind it.
Oh shit.
Yeah, Bob ain't working tonight, so he probably was him.
Yeah, that Bob, he's tough.
He's had a few bears.
In a fight.
Who's winning the fight?
I got you.
Who's winning the fight right now?
John Gerard is winning it. Bob's kind of underneath.
I thought Bob the Builder was winning it.
I swear, I feel like my front end's already gone.
Just taking it easy. Iowa's one of our better tracks, too. Everybody's like pretty similar or close.
I haven't really raced Iowa Speedway this much.
I can't believe we went this many laps and no one has crashed.
Greg, I'm gonna laugh if someone wrecks.
I would be the first one to crash because, like I said,
off turn two. Here's a yellow. Calling it.
Hold my beer.
I got you, Dave.
Oh.
Dale. Cade fucking almost jinxed it. Right when he said, coming off of turn two, yellow, I almost lost it. Damn.
Caught it.
Dale just about did it, right?
I'm pretty good at it.
I saw him, he dropped real low.
Yup.
That's the same thing in real life, though. I'll be, like, on the radio halfway during the race, and I see him, like, getting pretty antsy up in front. And we're like, all right, two laps, they're going to wreck. Off turn two, watch. Then next,
and then they wreck.
Yeah, then they punt each other and then wreck a giant pile up. I'm like, well, I told you.
Yeah, but they blame you. If you hadn't said it, it wouldn't have happened.
Well, I just called it. I didn't say it was going to happen. I just called it. Well, I did say it was going
to
happen.
Great. Bully's taking me to Gapplebee's. Fucking hell.
Bully's the Gapple picker.
Oh, that's ugly there.
I mean, if it were to be a Ford, fairly, I'd probably try to fight my way back up there and just not let him gap me.
Damn, that's only 10 laps.
It's a big ass track.
This is.
It seems big, but how many miles is this track?
A mile, isn't it?
Like no. Under a mile?
Is it a mile?
I thought it was around.
It was
mile.
Like 3/4. It's the same size
it's
as Richmond.
A little under.
Yeah.
I guess yeah.
1.3 something.
One. Greg, that's
no,
bigger than Dover.
Like
Dover's
yeah,
a mile.
Like, yeah,
Dover's a mile, so if this was
1.3,
that's bigger than Nashville. I think Nashville's like 1.2.
This has got to be at least a 1 or probably below.
It's 3/4.
Yeah. I almost got loose again.
Yeah, I was trying to go lower so it didn't...
It doesn't Shut work. I just
fall,
tried it.
It just gets worse.
Yeah, I just tried
if
it.
If you're going to do it, then brake more.
Hell, I've got it floored.
Well, what? You got the brake floored or the throttle floored?
The brake.
Try to ride it for a little longer.
I got you, Doug.
I'm just trying to stay off you. I'm not trying to get around you.
Yeah. Top five, I'll take it.
Oh, I went too high.
I'm just trying to get
I'm just having to roll it more.
I'm just trying to stay off of Bully so that way I don't make the same mistake I did to him at fucking North Wilkesboro.
Yeah, he told us that he was still mad at you for it.
Yeah, and I told you, I apologize to him, even though if he won't accept it, I don't care. I'm still going to apologize for being a dickhead like that.
Probably as you mute it now.
Here comes Chris.
It's cool, he can mute me all he wants. That ain't gonna hurt my feelings.
See, he does sound like a little Charlie. I told you.
I got you, Chris. Or Doug. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I can't do nothing on the bottom. Because it'll push so bad, so.
I'm having to go to the middle just to keep it off the wall.
Yeah, if I take that inside line, I can't do anything because it'll push up to you, so.
Four more laps when we get some tire. Will this... Oh, shit, I just scrubbed the wall. Will this be the first race we go the first stage without any damn yellows?
Yeah.
It might be.
We're talking about it. We're good.
I think it is.
No, I think we've gone one or two. Possibly.
Nah.
If there's like five laps,
yeah, maybe in the truck. You're right. We may have a couple.
Shorter ones.
Yeah.
What a like a name. Yep.
Hey guys, I'm here.
See ya.
Alright, guys. I'm not blocking anybody. I'm just trying to stay on the track.
Yeah, I'm just trying not to crash.
If it was a straightaway, I'd go up and like hit you in the left rear a little bit, but I'd be like, here, it's just gonna turn you.
Earn you, bitch.
Final lap for the stage to the bottom of the racetrack. First time, boys.
I caught up from a long ways away.
Don't worry. Chris, David, and Em are back here
behind
me.
Chris, Doug, Clayton, they're all together. Me, Matt, and Chad were pretty close.
Me and Bully,
Dylan, Bully were close.
Between a second
Ted and Gray were close. Ted, Gray, Darren. It's all like little mini pack racing.
It's fun. It's good track. Good track.
That was pretty good.
I kept it off the fucking wall.
I don't even think tires are worth it, honestly.
I guarantee everybody's closer than they would have been at Watkins Glen.
By now, yeah.
Surprisingly, the Xfinity cars didn't run as bad as I thought they would at Watkins Glen.
They were still pretty bad.
Yeah, I mean, they were Xfinity
compared
cars,
to what we thought, but yeah.
I mean, I was just, I'm like, I'm probably not even going to make the race because I'm like, I'm going to be.
Oh, I missed my pit stall almost.
Oh, I missed mine too.
I was following Matt in and going through the boxes over here. He cheating. He hitting everybody's tires.
This isn't Formula One, you dummy.
You're hitting all my guys. Oh, cone. Look at Doug P3.
Yeah, I missed my pit bad.
I didn't take tires.
Oh, you didn't?
Nah.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Bullshit.
I'm serious. I did not take tires.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm going to ride out this stage. And
do you want an EOL so you can save the fast repair too in case something goes down?
Nah, ain't that going to happen. I'm just going to take the high line and
go on the green. Everybody here.
No, Darren's not. He just
got 104 in the pits. Okay.
Don't mind me just eating my damn sandwich.
Yeah, I missed my bits. Or missed the bits altogether.
It happens.
Damn, I forgot to eat my fucking Hot Pockets before this shit.
I killed the cone. There you go.
Anthony, damn it.
Hey, I think the cone's inside my truck.
Check for you.
Anthony, we got Darren
in here. I don't think it'll turn.
I couldn't
just
find the truck race. Where's it at?
Iowa.
I missed it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck. God damn it. Darren racing you guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, yep. He's with us. He's in here.
Yeah, I didn't get any practice, so I'm just kind of winging it.
I'm going to stay low, guys. Because I'm
walls keeping me inside the track.
That's what it's there for.
Yeah, just to remember to let off early.
I think Darren's just waiting till them last 10 laps.
You guys got a pretty good turnout tonight.
Oh yeah, we got 12 people. I think Tuesday, all the schedules line
truck
up for everybody.
Basically,
so.
Always have some people.
Matt, is this intimidating? Yeah, intimidation. How did he do it always?
Oh, check up.
Who was that?
Somebody wrecked. Somebody crashed.
I'm good. Keep going.
You spin tires?
I almost ate the back of Ted because the whole fucking nobody started going apparently.
Oh shit! Oh shit!
Whoa,
we had a 3-wide right there, guys.
Oh,
yeah, Greg, are dead.
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, I was trying to hold it low for you guys because I knew I was going to be slow this.
Yeah,
stage,
I was just trying not to hit either one of you.
Trying to save them ties.
Can't pull a slide job.
Yeah, my right front was at 81 that last run.
Mine was at 86.
Remember, just get the car slow down. Don't turn the wheel more. Go ahead, Apron. This ain't gonna be a good exit.
The other problem with that damn logic, though, Cabe. If I slow down more, I never catch any freaking body.
Back your corner up.
Yeah, back the corner up and use more brake, and then just get on the throttle earlier and just try to make the straightaway as long as you can. Straighten out the wheel, and then just drive off.
When you get on the throttle, though, don't just mash it. Yeah. Ease into it.
I kind of ease into half throttle and then wait for a second, then I get wide open. Then I'll throttle it.
Okay.
But I'm either... I'll break, but I can, as long as I've kind of played, I guess, and just real life too, you kind of feel when the car is like, okay, I'm turning now. So you lift off brake, and then you get in half throttle. Because as long as you're half throttle, it doesn't push up the track or, like, spin out. So I just kind of ride half throttle as soon as I'm off brake.
Yeah.
So I'm never really letting it roll everywhere. Maybe, like, for a half second, whatever, a second or two, but, like, I'm either a full brake or... half all. Well, half break, whatever. Matt, what were your tires that run? 88,
92.
Oh, mine was 88, 91. Oh, damn. Oh. Didn't like that outside. We good. Uh-oh, we're three. Get how that top keeps working for you, Matt. Not far outside.
Talent, my boy, talent.
No, Highline's my thing, right?
Well, evidently not here.
Woohoo! I just lose time. We might hit the pit last stage. We had like 35 laps left of fuel when they end of the stage, so it'll be we'll have like 10 laps left of fuel left. I doubt it. Yeah, then turning the wheel less also saves tires. Driving in hard enough, but use enough brake to where it rotates and crap. But I'm not turning more than 45 degrees. Maybe like 50 every once in a while, but.
I think my four barrel's working.
Like I've been within like 1 second, Matt, and we haven't dropped to point nine or 1.1 this entire like last five laps.
I'm just cruising along.
Mm-hmm.
What? You gonna throw the caution?
Oh wait. Yeah. I was not paying attention. Let's see. 35 laps of fuel left, so. That was like a, what was it, 17 lap run, kind of ish.
Got 41 left.
46.
38.
39.
One.
See, I probably has the most like fuel usage because I'm always on throttle, or like half throttle at least. So I probably use more. How much did you have, Matt?
40.
I keep it, the slowdown is flickering.
Okay, Mike, we're halfway home. We estimate 30 laps remaining on this tank. Box in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Why? I had almost a perfect pit road like that. What was yours?
13.5.
God damn it.
Oh, dang, miles slower than shit.
I was 91, 92. Right sides.
I think I ended up losing a couple of places.
I had 92 on the right front, go, 94 Chris. Right rear.
91, 94.
How much did you have, Cabe?
91, 92.
I had 92, 94.
I used a lot of tire.
You did?
Yeah, I was 89, 94.
Turn the wheel less. That's the thing. I just don't turn the wheel. Like, I just slow the car down enough. Mile and a half, I'll maybe go to, like, 80, 70.
My orange
70.
Mark on my wheel goes to about the 10 mark. Like a 10 o'clock.
At most, I'll go not, well, yeah, 10. That makes sense.
It kind of helped me because I had 92, 94 on the
Chris,
tires,
go around again.
It wasn't that bad.
Go around again, Chris.
I don't know how I saved that much, but I guess it worked.
Hey, Clayton, you're dragging that cone.
I think Doug hit it.
That's okay.
He's in Discord.
I was at 66 for that 40 left on my right front.
Jesus.
So.
Oh my.
Doug's really helpful for no yellows or
yeah,
multiple
not,
yellows.
You're not saving 60, your tires on the outside there, Doug.
66, 88, and 94, 97.
Chris, are you back on lead
lap? Yeah, he didn't take any tires.
Oh, here, Chris, go around.
He took tires.
Go around, Chris.
Yeah, I didn't take tires the first pit stop. That's it. So, I'm hoping for multiple yellows at the end.
Cabe, on the restart, I'll try to give you as much room as you need and want, so don't worry about it.
I'm good. We have enough fuel to the end, and I still have two sets, so...
I don't think we're going to have enough fuel.
I think we will.
It's going to be close.
It'll be like 10 good.
I got 87
laps. Well, that's under yellow.
Yeah, but
if you do,
we're piped right now. Once we start giving it, once you start running, it's going to drop quickly.
Yeah.
Once you run like about 10 laps, then it gets down to kind of where it's accurate. You run 20 laps and it's about accurate. Once you get down to about like 30 on the estimated fuel left, it's accurate. That's exactly how many you got, but... You back on lead lap, Chris?
Yep. We're all,
Cam, Bo, let's run this thing.
But you haven't seen my paint scheme, have you?
There's a dead body back there.
Is there?
It's scary, too. It's got, like, a Chucky face. Oh, scary.
Oh, damn.
Hit the cone. Someone hit the cone. Someone hit the cone. Hit the cone. Hit the cone. Hit the cone. Hit the cone.
Oh,
who missed,
missed it?
Oh, yeah, thank you, Clayton. Oh, can't let that guy go. He's only done it once this race. Well, Doug killed it. Never mind.
I didn't get it.
You killed it leaving the pit road that one time. I saw it.
Well, it's right there. I mean, that's the easiest one to hit in the game, I think.
To make the restarts quicker, can we go a little bit before the green?
Be cool, but it's funner. Whoa, it went quick! That was unexpected.
Oh.
I was not ready for that one. Like, alright, just wait now. Slide jump!
I get you right, Mom. Run, you asshole, put me right in the wall, you stupid bitch. Everybody go low.
Jesus
Christ, Kay.
I gave you enough room.
Bullshit.
That was the only way I was gonna pass you. I gave you enough room. I did.
No!
The wreck, I told you. We're gonna get it off.
As usual, bully. Kay try to wreck me to get by me.
Hey, don't even. Nah. Do we need a yellow?
Yeah, mine as well. Yeah.
I feel bad for Matt. I gave you enough room, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, you didn't.
Did you hit me? You didn't hit me yet. Well, yeah, it's a slide job.
Oh, my God. Okay, remember that.
I would have rather, well, like there, I would have rather you had.
I'm just letting you know I'm going to dump you.
I would have rather you have hit my right rear.
I'm letting you know, and I have everybody here, Doug, Bully, Clayton, everybody you hear now. When I get to Cave, I'm dumping him.
Hey, I didn't dump you, though. I threw a slider.
You put me in the wall.
I did not. We didn't touch. Right. Truthfully, what I thought you were going to do is what I did to you on the restart was crossover. That's why I threw it in so hard. And that's why I said slide job.
I can say what happened to Cave. It's going to say I'm lying. So.
Going to be a fight in the pits.
It's going to be like fucking...
Well, Willie, you're always going to take anybody else's
side. It's
going to
be Noah Gregson.
I didn't know you were kidding, dog.
Well, you're always going to take someone
Noah
else's
Gregson
side.
And someone else's
not a black shirt. Don't worry about it.
It's not true, Cave. When you don't, when it's not your fault, I'll say it. I'm straightforward and honest.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't want to own it? I'm sorry. That's not me. It's
I did give him enough room.
No.
I was behind that, too.
You see. Let's see.
All right, fine, Dan. I turned right, middle of the corner, and fenced him.
I am not saying you did that.
I had a run from hell.
And I threw a slide job from hell. How about that?
Fucking... Okay.
Yeah.
I did say that.
And the reason why you pushed up so quick, Cave, is because like you said, you threw in that slider super hard.
Dale, I know I slid up. That's what I said. I said I was going to throw a slider.
And he could have held it down on exit.
Hey, I was here, okay?
Okay.
Honestly, it kind of looked like one of those deals, like he's sitting in there like, I'm not going to lift. He's going to.
No, I was clear. I was right in the center, Matt. I saw you had a run. And I was going to gas it back up, but I didn't want to, like, I didn't want to fence it, but I figured it'd hear a crossover. Well, I'm just saying.
At this point,
oh my.
Let him buy.
I figured, hey, yeah. I figured I could be able to get back up there.
Yeah, everybody, we're going to do a Chase Elliott Phoenix. Everybody just pull over and let him go by.
Yeah, let him have the room, man. That's all him. Here you go, man. Go.
Go, Matt, go.
I'm just going to go down the drag strip on the front stretch and meet Cave on the other side.
He just goes,
there you go.
Wang, gang, 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 gang.
Fucking days of thunder.
Cave's up high. We're all down
low. I'm going to hit the pace car.
I would pay you. I would pay to see that.
Change my tires.
Before the race is over.
Change my tires.
Hey, any of y'all behind me, if he does it to me, I'm not lifting.
Go around, Greg.
Come around, Greg. Hey, go, okay. Go.
Okay.
If I'm there, I'm there.
Everybody stay low.
I forgot we weren't in a dirt car,
my
bad.
Real quick. No, I'm playing.
Forgot we weren't in a dirt car. Sorry, Matt.
Nope. Excuse me. They're like assholes. Everybody got some.
Some?
Just too late for that.
You mean one. It's one, Matt. You jacked up your own saying.
Let me hit the cone.
You can hit it. After I do.
We're on the back.
Where is it? Oh, it's right there.
No, on my screen it was
right out my ass. It just went out my truck's ass.
What say. Is he hitting the cone or taking a shit?
It went out my truck's ass. My truck took a shit. Hey, Gabe, what do you think of my paint scheme here? I'll pull up to the side.
It looks like it. Wow. That's rainbow bright.
Mm-hmm. What?
It's rainbow bright.
I think it's a pretty good looking paint scheme. I like it.
Billabong.
I do like it.
I
like the colors.
I got another one, too.
It's rainbow. It's rainbow.
Yep, it's rainbow. It's rainbow colors. I'm in love with this paint scheme as soon as I find it.
Okay, but honestly, I'm just kind of waiting for Dale to go wop, 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 and to cut you off going into one.
Wop, wop.
It was netcode.
Yeah,
come on. Where was that at, babe?
You know what? That's fine. Cause
oh, come right back. Come right back.
Because, Gabe, if you got it, I'll let you go. I don't care. I'm not going to fucking do like what I did to fucking Bully at Wilkesboro.
Bully, do you have Dell muted?
Yeah,
probably.
That's good. He can
I thought he was quiet.
No. You can tell him to keep me muted. It's fine.
I didn't say he was unmuting you.
Good. Don't hurt me.
I might have fucked up.
No, actually, Dale, on that paint scheme, that's what I based the colors. I based that Jimi Hendrix car off of that paint scheme.
What did you say, Doug? Didn't you make one that was pretty close to that?
Yeah, that's where I saw that paint scheme, and I'm like, oh, that's actually pretty cool.
Sideways.
Hell yeah.
They're sliding sideways.
He's sliding sideways.
Someone threw a slide job. Mid-pack.
Cave is about to take me to Gapplebee's real quick.
I've been trying to think of like a new one.
I don't know. Gapplebee's is pretty damn good.
I'm going to put that on the back of my real life car. I'm going to try. We're going to try to get a sticker. There's one in the bottom right, or the bottom left of the bumper.
I found someone in Phoenix. I found it on the rear tailgate.
Oh, it man.
It said something about, oh, dear Lord, it's about to get bumpy, and then it had the quote of Ricky Bobby on it.
See, what would be, what would be like the best quote? That wasn't Dale. That was Chad.
You should put on the back of your car, Cabe, like, don't worry, I do this on iRacing.
Yeah, I'm not sure who that was.
That was Chad, the new guy.
Oh, I was going to say Chad, I'm sorry.
Are you good? Appreciate it.
That's somebody
He's been getting way loose. He's been getting way loose all race and saving
it.
He's been digging.
Greg, you weren't clear.
Excuse me? It said my outside was clear. Thank you.
I was right there.
Yes, yes, yes. Don't be trying to stick your
Come
nose
on, Clayton. You
got to
at least pass Greg. Come on now.
What the hell you mean pass me? All right, I'm going to let you do it.
Don't let him. Hold on. No. Don't
I
let him.
Loose.
Oh. I
you say don't let him.
I lifted his back bumper.
Yeah. I got off my game.
Doug
Bro,
P4.
Those bumps kill you in the one and two.
You go too
know.
High and it's over.
Who get me, Greg?
Yeah. 3 and 4 doesn't kill you that much.
Matt was running up there.
I just hate 1 and 2 on this track. It's super bumpy up there.
Like that?
Yep. I guarantee you Cave's going to try to drift this truck on the last lap.
That's what I'm doing every fucking time.
What happened, Greg?
Nah, it's me. Just
I know you
too
got
hard.
A
Logitech. Then breaking it quick.
I know you got a Logitech wheel, Cave. What is it?
G29.
G920?
No, just G29.
Doug sent it to me. G923. I broke my Fanatec wheel, but I'm going to be getting that back soon.
How'd you break your Fanatec wheel?
Don't want to explain it. I'll just send a picture.
He did it like you. He chucked it at the wall, and it broke.
No, I didn't do that. No.
Did you get loose?
Okay. No, I thought I seen the front end of your nose pointing towards me at one point, and I was like,
that's not normal.
Yeah, that thing got rad loose.
It was either at Pocono or Phoenix.
I can't believe I said that. That was scary.
It was at Pocono, and I think it was doing a truck race or A or B, whichever one, and I guess I got mad or some shit and I got wrecked out, so I towed back to the pits, and after that I basically got mad. I hit my wheel 3 times. The third time it fucking snapped. The bracket stayed on the wheelbase, but the wheel itself completely snapped off.
See, with Doug's wheel he could take it off and just chuck it across the room and it works fine. That's the same thing with the real life,
the
radio
the
button, but
don't break, then yeah.
You just take the wheel and then you chuck it, and it's fine.
Well, I mean, you gotta make sure that the pins don't bend.
Matt, have you ever chucked your wheel?
No.
Matt.
I don't pay too much money for that shit.
Have you ever chucked your wheel?
My real life wheel?
Yeah. After you wrecked.
No, that bitch is $300 and it's made of aluminum. Fuck you. Oh, there's a wall. Damn it.
I'm still running my one from the Bandos when we first got the Bandos. And it's still, Matt, it's probably about the same size as G29 or like G27. It's still like a tiny Bando wheel.
Apparently my dad's getting the actual NASCAR racing wheel.
I've got the MPI, the 15 inch.
I think mine's the 14 or 13, I don't
Woo!
Know.
She got tight and loose. I don't know if that's a good combo or not, but.
That's the I call that the Xfinity combo. Because them cars are fucking tight as shit coming in because they won't turn, and then it's loose as hell coming out. So.
Yep.
It's bad when it happens at the same time. Like it's shoving the nose and it starts coming around.
Dude, the cup cars at the Glen are actually pretty fun, but they're super loose. Like, someone said that the setups are, like, loose as hell.
Did you guys find a VRS setup for the Glen?
Yeah, there's one up. I have one up.
You can run it tomorrow, if you guys want. Try it.
That's what I was thinking. I don't know if we try a different setup other than the stock setup.
I have the Glen, so.
Who hosted that one from last night and put it as like two setups or whatever? Because it worked in practice. I don't know if you could do it in qualifying in the race. But just do it.
So I think on that, what you get the race setup in practice, then the qualifying setup for qualifying, and then back to the race setup. So
well, you can, but you could put you could choose what setup. So you could put one setup like. Say you have two custom setups, you can put, like, your custom setup and then the iRacing setup. So you can put the VRS and then the iRacing setup, and whoever's, you can run whatever one you're comfortable with.
Right.
My head in front of me, I can't get around. He's right behind me, pushing my ass all over the place. I'm stuck between a rock and a hard place.
If one of you guys back there want to cause a caution, I'm all right with that.
Pretty good with that, too, guys.
From the past few laps, we haven't changed from 0.8, and then after when you drove it in too hard in that turn one, that's when it changed.
That's how me and Matt were that first run. 1.9, or that second run.
All
1.9.
I gotta say is
that third or that second
that
run.
Hit wall again.
That. Second or third run, I can't remember. I had 92 on the right front and then 94 right rear, which was pretty good. First run was like
Matt, 80. I'm just used to the F1 AI backing out. Sorry.
Yeah.
Matt has a rivalry with every single AI in there.
Sorry, spin it. Spin it, Clayton. Spin it.
Oh.
Damn, Gabe. No wonder why I don't see you in my
fuck you and your needs.
Why? Because I don't ever run official races. Because I don't run iRacing. Or official races.
Thought you did.
I don't even remember when the last time. I maybe run it an official race once every 2 months. Like
Go ahead.
I've only done, well, I don't know what it says on the stats. I swear it's all like my entire thing has always been like 226 starts on oval.
Last time
and
me
it doesn't
Bully
make any sense because I guarantee it's not that many.
Yeah, last time me and Bully raced was at Chicagoland Speedway. Funny enough, he tried talking to me in the race.
Gabe, you're lucky as fuck.
I'm surprised I'm keeping up with Gabe, but my tires
hey,
are being burned up. At the
Never mind, I won't say it right now.
Well, no, let's hear it.
No, that's fine. I'll say it a little bit.
It's raining in turn three.
Yeah.
There's some debris.
Yeah, NASCAR won't throw it. We figured that one out at Phoenix. Or, Nashville.
I'm low.
That's the
wreck cave, Greg.
How much fuel you got?
You know it ain't in me to do that to wreck nobody.
He hit you, remember?
I've been hit by everybody.
Been
I've been
me,
slapped
Greg.
Around.
Been there me.
Greg, I didn't hit you.
Remember back in the day when NASCAR threw debris cautions all the fucking time?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Should throw one right now. And everybody can pit, and then we could just one to go it.
Green, white, checker.
Didn't they do that one race and everybody got super pissed? Like, they didn't even throw it with, like, 20 to go. It was, like, a 50-lap run, and then they waited and did it with 3 to go. Everybody was pissed.
Right. Yeah, they did
See,
that kind of shit all the time.
You can do it at this track. I just don't think it would actually work. Kay would laugh at me if I said it.
Say what?
And I'm downshifting, and it's kind of fucking me up.
Why? Here, well,
know.
Yeah.
It
I can
works.
Understand maybe Martinsville and like New Hampshire, in whatever it was we were shifting, trucks. I think we were shifting, but like. Here? No.
Shift at Phoenix, too.
It's not great.
No. Why? Well, no. It's a
you can
mile.
Shift at Phoenix.
Just run them a line. Just
is
run
it fast?
Line.
No.
And on everybody's way.
It's not fast, but
is it good? Thank you.
I just do it if my tires are worn out, so that way I can actually turn in better.
I'd maybe do it at Phoenix if, like, the I have 0% on the front right front, and I just put it in third gear and wide open and just get rear going.
If you want on the lead lap, I'll be racing you, bully. I had you coming in.
Greg, you need to be more like Ryan Newman. Start just racing everybody for no matter what.
I was going to say throw it, Ryan Newman, so that way we could do three to go. Green, white, checkered or something.
I was trying to downshift and spin out, but it wouldn't work.
Ah, I hit the wall, fuck.
Matt, first gear.
First gear it. Money shift. I mean, I don't care. I'm keeping my distance between Cabe. Cabe's going to probably drift it on the last lap. I'd be surprised if he'd still beat me.
Who joined? Hello?
Hey, what's going on, boys?
Hey. We're on the final lap, so.
Cabe, do it!
Makes sense.
Well,
do
of course, Cabe wins the race
because
he has to wreck me.
Hey,
right, bully.
Come in low, bro.
Do it in 3 and 4, Cabe.
Hey, Matt.
Only way you can beat me, Cabe.
Hey, Matt.
What?
Hey, Matt. Matt.
Cabe.
Number one driver.
You wrecked me.
He's gonna wreck your ass after the race. Yeah, Cabe, get it in.
Well, see, look, now with worn tires, it drifts the entire corner.
I know, almost, boy. You came up
Clay
quick.
Clay tried to run me off the track to get to you, Doug.
I didn't run you off the track. I'll
say you tried. You almost.
Damn, I'm trying to figure out how to
Oh, he told me to schedule contest. Clayton text me, man.
He's mad.
Clayton, why you text me, man?
You're stuck?
What's up, dog?
Damn, bully, you backed out quick.
I took off.
I'm hella stuck over here.
Well, he's mad. He left quick.
Not mad at all.
That's Bully's I'm mad voice.
Okay, if you say so, okay. Your
whole came here to be a
piston,
bro.
Wow.
We had 13 laps left
of
fuel.
Good race, fellas. Good race. We had some caution.
Was that
free race?
No, other than one yellow. One yellow right off the stage,
I mean,
and
was
it was
good.
Fine. But I think we threw it.
Cabe,
yeah.
You see what I'm doing?
I see that.
WTF drivers are beginning to come together.
Damn it.
You know?
Hold on, I'm going to try to do it again.
So is Watkins going
what
tomorrow?
Hello.
Yeah. What was your right front, everyone? I was at 62.
I'll try not to burn the fronts off, burn the burnout.
Because, right,
you know,
no,
hey,
but
bully,
because,
you know, winners
do
burnouts. You know what I mean? Come on.
Somebody
hit
me.
I hate you. Fuck.
Oh.
Greg,
he hit me.
Hit me.
Oh, I am not even moving.
Cabe, head on head.
No, don't burn out. Hold on, I will after. Hold on.
I'm coming.
Oh,
ahead.
Yeah. Oh,
all right,
fuck. Yeah.
99.
All right, Doug, you ready for...
did not. There ain't no way.
Oh, nope, come on, Doug. I'm about to stream this for you.
Uh-oh.
iRacing. Straight up, Cabe. Boink. Fucking straight bitch.
There ain't no way. Was it really that close? I didn't think it was that close.
Yeah, it was.
You straight
hey,
did
you went up to
Matt.
Him. You went right. up to him.
You watch it,
Matt, the first, the 40 watch. Laps before that, there was no way I was passing you.
Nope.
So that was the
nope.
only way I was going
to,
and you could have backed out. So I don't care.
Nope.
Ha ha ha.
You straight pulled a bitch right, move here.
I'm let's see. All right, go ahead.
Let's go, Matt.
Straight bitch move. Here comes the fucking run from hell, and he's like, nope, fuck you. Let me just come right up in front
of
him.
I come up in front of him? I know,
yeah.
I was in front of you.
First,
that was clear.
Watch. You look at the run. You
Let's
can see how
Hold
big
on.
My run
what
is
lap was
right
it?
Now.
What lap was it? Lap was...
And it, boop,
what
comes
lap?
Right up.
What lap? What lap? What lap?
45 on turn 3 and 4.
I can get close, Chase.
45?
Nope.
45 on 3 and 4.
Okay. Let's see.
I'm streaming it right now, Cabe.
How's that my fault?
No, I'm gonna come right up in front of you.
Okay, so
well, you
should have.
Well, I did come up. There was enough room, though, Matt.
Yeah, where, Cabe? In the wall?
No, look, I gave you enough room. Look at the car length. how the momentum was working, I doubt that you could have gotten it slowed down. But if you slowed it down just a little bit as I started sliding up or whatever and aim for that hole, you probably would have been fine.
Hold on. I'm trying to see if there was a sudden movement, if it was net code.
It wasn't net code.
No, because I'm actually trying to look closer.
You could tell if it was net code. At the end, you can see your RPMs dip.
Right here on the right front.
Dude, I don't know if I have to agree with Cabe on this, but there was more than enough room because he didn't even...
Bam!
No.
Someone agrees.
No, I'm being serious. He hella blocked the run.
Well, look. Hold on. I said when I was behind you down the backstretch. Hold on.
He blocked the run. He blocked the run.
At the Iowa.com sign? Hold on. At the Iowa.com sign.
He went to the wall.
Hold on. The Iowa.com sign? I said... Or the sign.
Cabe, shut the fuck up.
I said I was on a slide job.
I don't give a shit about what you said, bitch. You wrecked me. I'm 3/4 throttle right here.
He barely touched it, so how could he wreck you?
And I'm full throttle now. Get the hell of a run. And then I see him coming up trying to block the fucking run like a douchebag. I almost got all the way off the throttle.
Block.
And then I'm off again, trying to stay out of it, and he blocked the run so bad. And had to put me in the wall.
I mean, I was turning the wheel.
Nope. What do you think, Doug?
No, Doug stepped away.
No, I'm here. Yeah, he definitely slid up. I'll give him that.
Slide job.
You had a run coming.
Well, that was because Cabe threw the slide job in too hard, and that's
Matt, honestly, what I thought when I said slide job, I figured like when I got clear of you, as soon as I got clear, go to chopper camp.
Look at you going back to the right to block that view.
How?
I figured that Matt would have fucking.
I started getting loose. Look on exit. I'm loose.
No, you do the same bullshit you always do.
Yeah, I had to.
I will go to cockpit view.
Let me see your wheel then.
I'm in cockpit.
You're all whack.
You can even see it from the chase view. You weren't loose.
When you could see my left rear, Matt, I figured that you would check or slow down and try to cross over.
I wasn't at your left rear, you idiot. I'm at your right rear.
When you could see my left rear, that's what I'm saying.
I can't see your left rear.
In the center, you could.
No.
Out the left rear, at the left mirror.
No.
Yes. Or the left.
I can't see my mirror. Can you see my mirror?
I'm not in your stream. I'm just watching it. Well, with my FOV. That's why.
I don't drive with your FOV.
At what point can you see my left rear, Matt?
At none.
The entire time?
I see it for a split second right when you chop up right in front of me. I see your right rear, but I don't see your left rear until you're almost right in front of me. Right now. And that's when I'm having to hit
So can you not see my right front the entire time? Like, do you not see my... Like, I don't know. Could you not see any part of my left rear?
Go to my stream.
Oh, fine.
And I'm in my cockpit view.
All I'm saying is that Cabe got loose coming off that turn.
Go.
Ready?
Yeah, go. Oh, yeah, there we go.
Left
wheel
now.
See, go back. With my FOV, I see my rear bumper. Go back. Now.
What the fuck? My left.
Go,
my
hold
POV
on. Open up the camera.
Back.
Open here. Open up. Go to Control 12.
And zoom back.
Control 12.
F12.
Yeah. And then on the static FOV, go to like 90.
Where?
Static FOV, the top one, top slider.
Oh, go to 90, you said?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, that's... Whoa.
That's where I run. I could see out the left side.
I can't
probably
see your car still.
Keep going. It wasn't there.
Like
keep going. Go. Yes.
Yeah. I don't see you until I'm coming
it's
out
like
of the corner.
Yeah, you don't see...
Out.
Well, you could see my right front in the center, but...
I didn't
know
your dumbass was going to come chopping up.
I said slide job. What did you think I was going to do?
I said I had a fucking run.
You didn't say you had a run.
I mean,
I said I got a hell of a run.
I did check up. I did check up on exit, trying to give you more room.
Oh, yeah, you checked up right in front of me.
Listen to my throttle.
Yeah, guy's saying.
I still think it's your fault. I'm going to wreck you. Since you always gotta wreck me.
Watch.
Win.
I'll post the F1 video later. He's gonna go number one driver and wide open into one. See, Matt, look. Do you see my stream?
Nope. Fuck you, Cabe. You goddamn cheater.
Hey, I told you. I told you I like freaking Earnhardt. I drive like him. That's why I always win. Hey, Matt. Matt.
Nope. You're a goddamn cheater.
Number one driver.
Okay, that was a good race, man. If I would have had a little bit more tire wear on my tires, I would have been able to do a drag race against you, but holy shit. You could see when I was starting to catch you at first, and then when I started to
fall off.
We're
ready to run something else, Chad. Are we going to continue arguing about Cave and wrecking everybody?
Oh, of course. Here comes Bully. Got to always add in his 2 cents.
Yep.
If I do something wrong, it's always my fault.
I wasn't even involved. First off, you denied it for the longest time. Then it became, all of a sudden, after it was proven, magically became an accident. Are you guys ready or not?
Yeah, what do you want to run?
I got something ready to go.
All right.
Make sure Josh has it.
I'm sure Josh has it.
Make sure Darren has it.
I'm sure he has it. I hope he has it.
Make sure Anthony has it.
I'm sure Anthony's got it.
Gabe, you're a bitch.
Ken's gonna catch his hands.
Fuck yes, dude. Ken's straight up gonna catch his hands.
Hey, I'm back.
And your dad's gonna allow it.
Oh, you didn't hear it?
I said you're a bitch.
Ken's gonna catch his hands.
I was wondering why he didn't respond to it. So I'll say it again. Ken, you're a bitch.
Hey. I couldn't hear what Bully said. He's probably yelling at me for some point or something.
Oh, okay. Nope. I'm going to smoke this.
Saying I wrecked him or something like that. Watch.
You did
see,
wreck me.
Bully always takes someone else's side. That's the thing, though. He does take everybody else's side.
So what do you think?
Bully said nothing during the race, but everybody saw that you clearly came up into him. And I said,
I didn't come up into him. I never did. I didn't come up into him. I didn't come up into him.
You really did, actually.
How did I come up into it? I never hit him.
I said, Gabe, watch out for my fucking run. And sure as shit, you came flying all the way up. I can't wait for you to put this video
out. The last 40 laps before that, there was no way I was getting around you. So when I finally had that chance and I threw a slide job, I ain't going to back out.
Okay. So what I want you to do then is when this video comes out, go to about that lap, whatever lap it was, I don't even remember now, and listen to me say, watch out for my fucking run, Cabe.
Here, you want me to stream it? Here, I can stream the...